and this would be the interior of the house. It's pretty nice inside, but not quite as massive or impressive as the other palace. I guess I was wrong. That was might be a lord, first palace lord, and this would be the house of a wealthy landowner. This is also where they were having the wedding ceremony, this particular house. The troop of people making up the wedding ceremony would go all around the community and then come to this house and actually have the wedding ceremony, and that canopy is for part of the wedding ceremony. And this is a more typical, the next slide, it's a more typical slide of a slide of a more typical Korean house. This would be an old traditional farmhouse. And I took this slide especially because it gave you the sort of flavor that a typical Korean farmhouse has. And around Daegu, you still see the old farmhouses, and they just have a feel about them that this one can really accurately portray. There's a worn, not very neat look about them that they tend to all have, not well cared for. The next slide is of two Korean men wearing hanbok, the traditional dress, and just sitting on the floor. The next slide is from the palace, and it shows men sitting in contemplation, I guess. This is the standard pose. Those are not real people, though, if they're mannequins, but they had such impressive mannequins, they almost look real even to us. We had to stop and see. Also, their hats are the traditional horsehair hats that were traditionally very popular in Korea. I think they cost $30 a piece to buy. No one wears them now. But apparently they were very cool in the summertime, and they kept the heat off your head also. Had lots of advantages. This next slide is of a bedroom from the women's section of the palace, and I particularly like it because it is almost, it has several examples of Korean culture. When Barbara and I went to visit Lieutenant Gim's house, his parents' house, we stepped on a mattress similar to that, and it feels like it's just filled with straw and quite hard, not much softer than the floor. Those beautiful square pillows that they have are probably made out of wood with about a quarter inch of cloth padding around them, and I think they actually use pillows like that, because on one of our trips with Mr. Nam, he bought a pillow that he thought was really nifty. I guess he had bought one for himself, so now he bought one for his father. And it was made completely out of wood, no padding at all. And that's what he slept on, a wood pillow. Seems pretty harsh stuff. In the background, you see a mother-of-pearl decorated cabinet. And in almost all typical Korean homes, you'll find a cabinet not quite as well decorated as that, but about three times the size. It completely covers one wall. And a lot of Americans who go to Korea like to buy them. I think they're quite beautiful, but they're larger and more ostentatious than I myself would like. And so if you don't want it, it's not really a bargain. Even though you can buy them comparatively cheaply in Korea, they're still quite expensive. And Barbara and I really didn't want it. And to the left are some screens with artwork on them, and those are pretty common. At Mr. Che's house, they had some screens similar to that that Mrs. Che had made herself. And the floor is a rice paper floor, which is also typical of Korea. The next slide is two women in the typical Korean female hanbok with beautiful colors, and it's from the palace section. And that's supposed to be a show the princess learning Chinese characters, and this is from the palace section. These also are mannequins. And this would be the princess learning to write, practicing her strokes. It's very important that you do everything correctly in that. at the Korean folk village, like in all the American Plymouth plantation, they have their souvenir shops, and they're somewhat in the character. They had a regular marketplace, which was much neater and more open than the marketplaces we were familiar with, and they just sold souvenirs there. But this is a woman in hanbok, selling hanboks and other trinkets that go with them. And the next slide is of a woman who was at one of the problems when we went. It was an off day, I guess it was an off season or something, and there weren't many people there visiting, so we could stroll around with no problem. But there also weren't many people acting out their art. Like Barbara and I really wanted to see the potter, but it seemed that he was only working for about 3 hours that day. And we were never there at a time when he was actually potting. We did get to see him do some work on a pot, though. And this was one time where we were in luck and we actually saw a woman making baskets.